educational needs of the local citizens, and the extension program is then tailored to meet those specific needs. Jackson County in Southern Illinois, for example, would have a much different extension program than that which might be implicated in Cook County in Northern Illinois. The model has been extended literally around the world. You might have recently heard about a consortium that's led by our College of ACES receiving a $9 million grant from USAID to implement a five-year program called Modernizing Extension and Advisory Systems. And it's funded by U.S. Agency for International Development, and it's focused on bringing that kind of delivery system to place in 20 developing countries. So if we could have the brief presentation, I'll be back to answer questions after that.
All the different project areas relate in the end to a lot of the career choices that the College of ACES has and the University of Illinois has. So you're automatically connected to the U of I as a 4-H member.
What does extension mean to people? I've been working a lot in the community, so they know me now. And so they know me and they know what I represent as far as the University of Illinois Extension.
These relationships with communities need to be long-term relationships in order to enable short-term research engagements. The greatest potential that I see for extension, the most exciting thing, I think, is the potential to have an organization on campus that's devoted to building and maintaining those relationships and providing access to those populations for researchers at the university.
I always think about economic development and community development because that is where my heart is. But through all of those things, economic development, it does include health, it does include nutrition, it does include environmental issues, it includes everything. It's very inclusive of all of those things because without those things and without being educated, our community's been educated with those things, then you have no economic and community prosperity.
For nearly 100 years, University of Illinois Extension has been a catalyst for change for individuals, families, businesses, and communities throughout Illinois. And now, U of I Extension is changing to better meet the needs of the people of Illinois and to better serve the university as well. Showing the way forward, whether it's maintaining a safe water supply, keeping kids focused on their future, or preventing chronic health problems, Extension provides life-changing education that keeps small individual issues from becoming intractable societal issues. Working with communities to develop local food systems, fostering entrepreneurship in the inner city, helping new immigrants transition from being new residents to productive citizens more quickly and easily. What sets Extension apart from other local education providers is that programs are based on the latest research findings from the University of Illinois, where good ideas flow in every direction. Science-based education flows from the university's top-tier research programs to Extension program audiences. In turn, audience members provide valuable feedback that keeps researchers focused on meeting today's and tomorrow's societal needs. No matter what the issue, Extension has the infrastructure and the hometown connections to bring the right people to the table in every part of the state. Chronic health problems disproportionately affect minority and low-income populations, but research has demonstrated that the families who have taken part in our nutrition education programs eat more fruits and vegetables, make healthier choices, stretch their limited food dollars further, and exercise more, all of which reduces the incidence of chronic disease and societal health care costs over time. Through U of I Extension's Cook County Jail Garden, inmates develop valuable job skills as they earn certification as master gardeners. They raise tons of produce and learn positive ways to deal with stress and frustrations, thus reducing the recidivism rate.
A graduation ceremony today in an unusual place, the Cook County Jail. You see, for 17 years, the jail's had an alternative sentencing program for eligible inmates. It takes them outside the jail buildings and puts them in a garden, a place where both the crops and the inmates can flourish.
Merrick Bernards.
This could be a turning point in a person's life.
Otis Kimbrough.
27 current and former inmates at the Cook County Jail have earned the right to be called master gardeners.
Enrique Vargas.
They did it here in the garden on the jail property, behind the guard towers and the razor wire. Nonviolent offenders are given a chance to grow tomatoes, an eggplant, and watermelon, and basil, and to grow themselves.
It really has been serenity, peace of mind. It helped me focus, like you said earlier, you know, helped me step outside my body and you know, realize some of the things I did in the ways I could have did them a different way.
I'd like to thank these people for giving me a chance actually the only police I ever liked.
While tending this garden, the detainees learn skills, and they have the responsibility for whether their harvest succeeds or fails. This year's crop is larger than ever. Some of the produce is donated, and some is sold to Chicago's top restaurants.
It's quality-driven product first, and by, you know, secondarily, it's a great cause, and we want to give back to community.
But the point is to keep these men out of jail.
For you guys that are still in here, it's good to see some of you. I hope I never see you again.
Because we don't want you back here. We want you guys to become the pillars of your community, the ones that everyone sits there and says, wow, look at him, look what he's done with his life. I want my son to be like him.
It's time to make a change now, you know. If it just takes one person to do it, I'll make that chance an opportunity today. I'm going to change my life and do things that's right in life now. Just want to let them know I ain't going to be a failure. I'm going to run with this time.
And maybe this time is the time it works.
You made us feel less like inmates and more like human beings. And for that, I mean, that was priceless.
Since the program began, more than 500 inmates have participated. They have harvested over 63 tons of food.
Extension's early college outreach programs provide early intervention so that children of disadvantaged families build the skills and confidence they need to be the first in their families to succeed in college. The university also benefits from these efforts when limited resource students who are bright and motivated set their sights on an education at the university's Urbana, Chicago, or Springfield campus. K through 12 science, technology, engineering, and math education is another high priority for the U of I, and Extension's STEM programs have been getting results for years. In fact, recent research at Tufts University showed that boys and girls who are involved in Extension's 4-H program do better in science, technology, engineering, and math, and are more likely to pursue careers in science. Operation Military Kids is a special 4-H program offered in cooperation with the U.S. Department of Defense and the nationwide Extension system, so that no matter where their families move or what's happening on the home front, children of active duty personnel and reservists can gain the benefits of 4-H in a supportive community of young people and caring adults who provide the stability and continuity they need. You probably know that the U of I and Extension are part of the nationwide land-grant university system, and our partnerships with peer institutions enhance our national and global reach. The university's land-grant mission involves teaching, research, and extension education to make life better, healthier, safer, and more prosperous for all of Illinois. The mission is the same as always, but Extension's audiences and delivery methods continue to change with the times. With the right mix of high-tech and high-touch programming, Extension is moving into new areas and reshaping some traditional ones. We're strategically investing in new delivery models that provide just-in-time education for audiences that need specialized research expertise. You would expect Extension staff to work with producers and landowners, and of course they do. But online tool sets like FarmDoc also help investors and policymakers arrive at their own best decisions based on recent objective research data. Current federal risk management policies are heavily based on work done by Extension specialists right here in Illinois. The impact of U of I Extension programming often extends thousands of miles beyond Illinois' borders. Runoff of nitrogen fertilizers in the Corn Belt contributes to the growth of dead zones in the Gulf of Mexico, putting the environment and entire industries at risk. Recent research at the Urbana campus has pinpointed where and how these nutrient losses occur on Midwestern farms. Extension specialists and educators package that new research knowledge to teach producers how to reduce the potential for nitrogen loss. The result? Lower costs of production for Illinois growers and a safer, more sustainable environment for everyone. Last year, U of I Extension staff recorded 2.8 million face-to-face teaching contacts all across the state. Just this month, Extension reached an online milestone. Our website surpassed 500 million total page views from the United States and all around the world. And every one of those half a billion contacts creates top-of-mind awareness of the University of Illinois' commitment to groundbreaking research and relevant outreach programs. Part of Extension's value lies in its network of programming and funding partnerships. In FY10, about $14 million in funding from the university helped generate $67 million in federal, state, local, and grant funding. Millions of people all over Illinois have been willing to invest in U of I Extension through the passage of tax referenda in 85 counties. Counties with a funding referendum are shown in color here. Continuing to meet the needs of local residents is key to maintaining the support of county boards that levy those dollars and to building additional local partnerships that extend the university's reach into communities large and small. but the system works only if the state and the university are willing to match the local commitment to extension. Extension is reorganized.